Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. I am so excited to have this conversation with you. It's going to be quick. It's going to be fiery. It's going to really set you up for success with literally whatever you're working on, literally just your life in general. We are talking about your thoughts, and I want to like give you a little backstory of how I just like thought of this today. Obviously, thinking about it all the time because this is something that I talk with my clients on all the time. It's not just the food that you're eating. It's not just the supplements you're taking. It's not just your lifestyle. It is the thoughts that you're thinking. It's the vibration that you're emitting. Like it's the belief that you do or don't have. Like that is part of it. Your thoughts literally change your epigenetics. Like it changes your genetic expression. Like that is not woo. That's actual science. And our brain is neuroplastic. So like it can change. You could change your brain. You could change your thoughts. It's not set in stone. And I highly encourage you to do that, especially if right now you're like in maybe a place where you're just like not where you want to be yet, which we all are, right? We all want to grow and evolve and do better in certain areas of our life, which is a good thing. We always want to be doing that, but we need to use the energy. We need to use our thought patterns and our beliefs to actually support us in getting there because it's such a huge piece of it. It's like, if we don't focus on this, we're missing half of the puzzle. Like we really, really are. So anyway, I was sitting with my daughter, Madison. If you don't know, I am a new-ish, I guess not new anymore, mom. She's 10 months at the time that I'm recording this. And in the morning, we were like playing on her floor. And she loves books and she likes to eat them more than read them, but that's a whole other topic. But she pulled this book out and it was Dr. Seuss book and the title is Oh, the Thinks You Can Think. And I was like, oh, this is such a, and like we've read it before, but I never just like, I don't know, just clicked differently for me today. And it was like, you could think about the color red. You could think about the color pink. You could think about da da da, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, this is such a good like message of like, you could think about whatever you want to think about, which is so cool from like an imagination standpoint and just like visualizing and imagining different things and using your imagination, but also from like a, you get to choose the thoughts that you're actually thinking. So if they're not serving you, and then you are the one that can change them, right? If you're the problem, you're also the solution. So you have the choice to choose what you are or are not thinking, right? A lot of times we think that our thoughts are on autopilot, and sometimes they are in a way because of momentum, right? Momentum just takes over and you're just used to thinking this way. You're just in that vibrational pattern. You're in that energy. So it's just like over and over and over, like especially if you're someone, for example, who's been trying to conceive for a while, which a lot of you I know are, you could get stuck in that pattern of feeling like so defeated, like this is never going to happen. Like this is so hard. I don't understand what's going on, which of course it's going to happen, especially if you haven't felt supported, especially if you have gone to your doctor and all they say is, okay, take metformin or take Clomid, take letrozole, or here's IVF, IUI, whatever it is. And you're like, okay, but like, I want to know what I could do to support myself. Even if I end up going the medication route, like what can I do to actually support myself so that I can either naturally get pregnant or it'll be like successful in the first time with these medications? Because a lot of times I always talk about this too. A lot of times the reason why people are going through so many rounds of medication, IUI, and IVF is for the same reason why they weren't able to naturally conceive, right? It's not just like a given that you get pregnant when you use an intervention. Like we have to support our body for that as well. Anyway, that's a whole nother tangent. But the point is, you could get in that mindset loop if you've been in this space for a while because momentum is taking over, right? We are vibrational beings, which means our thoughts are emitting a vibration and bringing more of that vibration to you in all areas of your life, right? So it's like the law of attraction. What you put out, you get back. Does that mean like, oh, so like it's because of me that I'm not pregnant or it's because of me that this happened? Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like the the way that you feel, the things that might be happening in your life, like attracts like. So we can positively change the direction of your health, of your finances, of your career, of your relationship, of your friendships, of literally anything in your life. You could positively change the direction of that by changing your thoughts consistently over time. And that is going to support it. Does that mean that all you have to do is change your thoughts about it and that's it? No, of course not. But that's part of it, right? So like, yes, make the nutritional changes. Yes, be taking proper supplementation. Yes, make the lifestyle changes. And also make sure your thoughts are backing it up so that it can move you in the right direction. It really accelerates the process. And this is something a lot of people miss that we have to be talking about. And I know I recently, I think, did an episode on this too, but it's so important. It's just coming up a lot in my life. And when I was looking at that book, I'm like, oh my God, I love this message. And like, we should be reading this book to ourselves. So what I want you to really like ask yourself is, what are you mostly thinking about on any subject, right? On your health, on your fertility, on your body, on your job, on your business, on your finances, on your relationship, whatever. Like, what are you mostly thinking about? That doesn't mean that sometimes like, oh, sometimes I think this, sometimes I think that. It's like, what are you mostly thinking about? And if you're like, I actually don't really know, your emotions let you know what thoughts you're thinking, right? So if you are feeling really low or really annoyed or frustrated or defeated or bitter or just like that, like blah feeling on whatever subject, you know that your thoughts are not supporting you, right? Because the way that you feel is based off of the thoughts that you're thinking. So if you're not feeling the way that you want to feel, again, of course, there's the actual change in your food and lifestyle supplementation to help you feel better physically. But if you're also just like mentally not feeling the way that you want to feel, that lets you know like, oh, I'm probably not thinking thoughts that are actually supporting me, because if I was, I would feel differently about it. So it's like, how can you shift your perspective on whatever area? Like, let's just, again, use your body or your health or your fertility, for example. How can you shift your thoughts to be more supportive of where you actually want to go so that you feel better in the process of getting there? Even changing it by 1% each day, right? So like, if you're turning the wheel of your car, right? If you're like literally turn the wheel of your car 1% to the left, eventually you're going to go in a totally different direction, right? Even that 1%, sometimes we think that we have to make such a massive change to see a difference. And it's the 1% difference that makes, it's the 1% of changes that makes the biggest difference. Like, can you do 1% better in your nutrition? Can you do 1% better in your, thoughts and your thinking? Can you do 1% better in moving your body? Like, that 1% adds up over time and it's going to make such a huge difference from also a momentum perspective, right? So like, the more that you are shifting this, like the more that you're turning the wheel, the more that your car is moving in that direction, the easier it's going to start being to start thinking these thoughts again. It honestly is hardest at the beginning to get the ball rolling. Even this goes from like changing nutrition. You know, I always start people with food because changing your food is so much easier, right? It's so easy. It's tangible. It's like, take, eat this, don't eat this, have more of this, have less of this. Like, okay, I could do this. Take this supplement, don't take this supplement. Like, that is so much more tangible and so much easier to do. What's hard and what is takes the most mental energy and the most focus is changing your thoughts, because that's what it is. It takes you focusing. But we are beings that are, we're creative beings. Like, we're meant to create and we like to focus on things. So what are you actually focusing on? And can you shift your attention to focus on things that are actually going to support you? So again, if right now, like you've been trying to conceive for a really long time and you're like, again, feeling defeated, all the things, like, it's going to be probably more difficult for you to focus on the positive aspects of that than it might be for you to look at like the positive aspects of like your, or changing your thinking of your job or your finances or your relationship or whatever, your body, something like that, right? Like, what I want you to do is start really like noticing how you are thinking in certain areas, and then pick one area to actually focus on and to start shifting those thoughts in a more positive way, right? Okay, I want to make sure that you are aware of this, because this is something that like I totally had no clue about when I was changing my nutrition, my lifestyle, when I was like trying to regulate my period, get rid of my PCOS, like get rid of my bloating, get rid of my migraines, like feel better in my body, lose weight, like all the things. I had no idea that blood sugar regulation was an actual thing for me, like, or just a thing in general that like really affected our body unless you were someone who had diabetes or even PCOS. But like, I was just very unaware of this. But your blood sugar regulation is important no matter what, especially if you are someone right now who is trying to regulate their period and or get pregnant. I've never worked with someone who has had regulated blood sugar. Literally never. Even like clients who have like, I've been working on my health for years. Like I eat clean, I exercise, I take all the supplements, all these things. They've always come to me with dysregulated blood sugar because that's the reason why they're in the space that they're in. A lot of times it goes back to your blood sugar because it's something we never learned how to actually prioritize. And a lot of the like diet culture and hacks that we are taught to do actually dysregulate our blood sugar so much that we don't actually realize it. And we think we're doing things that are healthy. We're like, well, I'm having a smoothie in the morning with like greens and fruit and, you know, a protein powder. And like, I think that that's amazing. Or like I'm having some eggs and toast, or, you know, I'm waiting X amount of hours to actually eat, to fast a little bit. Like all these things that we're doing that we're not actually realizing are impacting our blood sugar, are impacting our blood sugar. And it is a major root cause of all hormonal imbalances. It's impossible for your fertility. It's impossible for your fertility not to improve when you improve your blood sugar. Like it is a absolute must, not only for your fertility, but for your egg quality, for your energy, for your moods. So like if you ever experience headaches, migraines, that 3 p.m. crash, shakiness in between meals, PMS, whether that's like breast tenderness or mood swings or spotting or cramping, inability to lose weight or maintain a healthy weight, you have sleep disturbances. Like if you experience any of those and you are struggling to get pregnant, you have some form of dysregulated blood sugar. So I have a masterclass, Balance Your Blood Sugar. It's actually a program, Balance Your Blood Sugar. And it's just hyper focusing on that one area. So we go really deep on it so you can master this, because when you master this, everything in your body is connected. When you support one area of your life, you support every single area. So this is something that has to be taken care of first before anything else can be taken care of in your life, because it is like a top tier hormone. Our insulin is a top tier hormone, meaning if this is out of balance, it's going to negatively impact all your hormones. So this is always the first place I start with my clients. It's the first module of the Mind Your Hormones method. But this is just like an easier entry point if the full course is not something that you are ready for right now. I would highly, highly, highly recommend this. It's a lower investment. It's really easy to consume, short, potent trainings. Like it is something that's going to be really supportive for you. So you could check it out in the links in the show notes for all the details about it. And obviously if you have any questions, let me know, but I know this is going to be really, really helpful for you. And this is a great starting point. If you're like, okay, I don't know where to start. What should I do? Start here. 1% each day, and choose the area that is the easiest for you to shift. Focus on an area of your life that's the easiest for you to shift, and that momentum will carry you through the other areas because everything is connected. Like attracts like in general. So when you're like, okay, it's really hard for me to like think really positively about my fertility right now, but I can like really think positively about my relationship, or I could really think positively about my friendships or my business or my job or whatever it is. And it's like, okay, let's start focusing on that area and even enhancing it more and just focusing on how good it is. Show me how good it can get. Show me how it gets better and better and better. And like those, your thoughts changing in that area is going to help your thoughts change in the fertility area, which is then going to help actually change your fertility, because your thoughts change your genetic expression. Like that is actually real, which is why I really want you to do this, because so many times I recently just got a message from someone who listens into the podcast, and she was like, oh my God, Corinne. She's like, I just found out I'm pregnant. She's like, I've been listening to your podcast for a month and making changes. I was trying to get pregnant for 7 months, listened to your podcast for a month, and now I'm pregnant. And so much of that is just the belief that it's actually possible for you. Like it really truly is, because like your egg quality does not change for about 90 days. So it's not like, oh, all of a sudden her egg quality changed in 1 month, but so much of it and like the acceleration of it really is like, do you actually believe that it's possible? And a lot of times when people land on this podcast and they're hearing the things that I'm talking about, they're like, oh my God, wait, I can do this, this, and this, and it'll prove it. Or, oh my God, this happened for her, so it can happen for me. And oh my God, like this is actually possible. And once you start believing that, it accelerates the process. But so often we like can believe it for a little bit, but then we get in our way and we face resistance and we're like, okay, but wait, but it didn't happen this month. So then like, forget it. It's like, we could feel so good and we could visualize it. And you're like in that 2 week wait, okay, this is amazing. But then like your period comes and you're like, fuck, I really was feeling so positive about it. And it's like, we just have to keep doing that. And it's really about staying in that positive thought pattern and thinking greater than you actually feel. And then what you're actually realizing in your reality for a longer, like consistently, until you see it actually manifest in your physical reality. So it's like, can you really, like, I don't want to say like ignore what's actually happening in your reality, because I don't want you to just like put blinders on, but like a little bit, right? Like, I want you to stop focusing so much on the lack of being pregnant, on the lack of not having a baby yet, on like what you're missing, on like the lack of whatever, maybe finances or the lack of a relationship, whatever it is, right? Like, stop focusing on that lack, and instead, literally, how would you feel if it already was done? Like, how would you feel if you were pregnant right now? How would you feel if you already had a baby? How would you feel if you had millions of dollars in your bank account? How would you feel if you had the best relationship on the planet? Like, if you were so supported, so loved, whatever, like, how would you actually feel? And I want you to focus on that and literally, like, pretend as if it's actually real, because your brain does not know the difference between what is real and what is fake, right? Which is why, like, you could sometimes, like, imagine yourself, like, you know, like falling or whatever, and you could like get that feeling like, oh my God, like, and like jump, right? Like, your brain doesn't know the difference. So like, let's use this to really support us, because this is like the big, I mean, this has helped me get everywhere in my life. It really, really has. And I know that I talk about this often, but because I see this as the biggest roadblock for people, and I want you to really focus on this. And obviously meditation does help with this, and it's not because like meditation is like clearing your mind. Like, that's not what meditation is. But the reason why meditation helps with this is because it creates more awareness of the thoughts that you're actually thinking, because eventually the space in between your thoughts will get bigger and bigger, and you're just more aware of it. And again, it's easier for you to be aware of your emotions than it is your thoughts. So if you're like, I don't know what I'm thinking, because again, a lot of the times, like, I forget the percentage, but like 90% or something like that, or 75, I think it's 90% of our thoughts are subconscious. But if you are noticing how you feel, you notice if you feel annoyed, you know, if you feel angry, you know, if you feel frustrated or bitter, like, you know, if you feel these ways. So if you're feeling like that, ooh, okay. So if I'm feeling really frustrated about this specific topic in my life, I clearly know that my thoughts that about it are not supportive. Otherwise, I'd feel differently. So, okay, how do I want to feel? I want to feel really excited about this. I want to feel so supported. I want to feel loved. Like, okay, how can I feel excited right now? What can I actually feel excited about? What can I feel really loved about? What is exciting in my life? Where do I feel loved? Where do I feel supported? Where do I feel empowered? Like, really start asking yourself those questions, and like, do it every single day. Like, it has to be something that happens every single day. Build it into your routine. Like, really just have this be so something where you're just so hyper aware of how you're feeling, so that you could then be aware of what you're thinking, which is causing you to feel that way. And obviously I want you to focus this on your specific area of health, of, you know, regulating your period, on getting pregnant, on whatever it is. But again, it might be really hard for you to start on that subject because it has maybe been so long for you, and you've just been like beat down by not freaking understanding what's going on, not getting any answer that you want to get, like being gaslit at the doctors. Like, I get it. Literally why I created the Mind Your Hormones Method, and obviously this podcast, but like, actually why I created the course is because I'm like, I just want you to be able to open your computer, have literally step-by-step exactly what you can do to help support yourself, instead of feeling like you're gaslit, you're not supported, you're not heard, you're not understood. Like, what the hell is going on? That's actually why I created the Mind Your Hormones Method, which, by the way, if you are a podcast listener, you could use code podcast to get 10% off. I'll put the link to the course in the show notes. But I really want you to, if it's like really hard for you to focus in a positive way on that area, just pick something else. And I'm telling you, it's going to, like, you don't have to feel super ecstatic about a specific area for that area to improve. You just have to have that energy of feeling excited, positive, like I'm eager to see what happens next, or I'm feeling supported. Like, you have to have that vibration just mostly emitting from you on any subject. And when you are emitting that vibration on any subject, it's still, that vibration is still going out. So it's going to just bring things like it to you in all areas of your life. So you don't have to focus on, oh, okay, wait, like, I'm feeling so defeated about this, so I have to change my thought pattern on this topic. You don't need to do that. You just need to be, so like, honestly, stop thinking about that stuff. Like, don't think about the stuff that's making you feel shitty. Think about the stuff that's making you feel really good. And that's going to bring more good things to you in every single area of your life. So right now, after this podcast episode ends, I want you to pause. I want you to just like really start focusing on like, what makes you feel so excited, eager, happy, satisfied, successful in your life, focus on that. And then eventually when you're in a really good feeling place, you could then touch on a subject like your fertility that might be a little harder for you and be like, oh, okay, I could think 1% better about this. Like, I could understand how, like, I know that I could change things, and I know that that would most likely support my fertility, right? I know that I could probably make some change that I'm not aware of right now that is going to support me, not only in my fertility, but actually make me feel good. And like, yeah, I obviously know that I want to feel better just in my health overall. Yeah, I want to have more longevity. I want to know how to take care of myself. I want to understand my body. So like, that's so amazing that even if it doesn't, you know, I don't get pregnant right away, I am still feeling better in my body. I'm still understanding my body better, which is like a win in and of itself. So like, that's really cool. And then like, eventually, yeah, obviously I could see how that would help me get pregnant. So like that, you know, like you're just like talking yourself up and up and up and up. So anyway, I could go on and on about this, but I hope that this helps you. Oh, the things you can think. Go look at that Dr. Seuss book if you need support on it. But it's like, what are you thinking about? Focus on what's actually going to support you, and then like ignore the stuff that's not actually supporting you, and like really just watch things shift and change. Let me know how this resonated with you. I know this isn't like a very tactical, like eat this, don't eat this, but like this is so important. I would love to know your thoughts on this episode. If you want more types of content like this on here, I'm so grateful for you. You've got this. Go think those good things, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.